plan was to tear down San Diego's Old Navy Hospital. A new hospital was built, but portions of the old grounds are one of the most beautiful places to enjoy past and present. Today's American Countryside is sponsored by AgriGold, the corn specialist. Be sure to check out their new giant hybrids that tower over the competition at AgriGold.com. In the late 1980s, plans for a new Navy hospital in San Diego were coming to fruition. Will Hay spent 34 years in the Navy, and he and other veterans wondered what would happen to the old facility.
This building was the chapel for that hospital, and they vacated it. The city, in their great planning, was going to make it into a parking lot. A few of us said, we can't allow that, so we've formed a committee to look into this, and we leased the building from the city and have made it a memorial center and a museum.
The museum is an effort of the United Veterans Group and tells the story of all branches of the service in a building that is a beautiful place to reflect on the lives given for freedom's cause.
First used as a Navy chapel in 1945. Very well constructed, beautiful stained glass windows.
If you come here, there's a good chance you'll not only get to see the exhibits, but you'll also get to interact with living history.
We have many World War II veterans that are docents, including Merchant Marine, people that served during World War II, and of course they had more casualties than the active duty Navy did.
One of the major displays is about the B-24, a bomber built in San Diego during World War II.
Just about 9,000 were built here. They were able to put out almost one an hour for two shifts. And then this third shift of the day would replenish all the logistics or the parts that they needed at the various building stations.
The Veterans Museum is in beautiful Balboa Park. Great place to learn about history and enjoy the city. Traveling the Countryside, and this week brought to you by AgriGold. In San Diego, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.